From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An attack in Pakistan, a gun and bomb attack on Bacha Khan University in the Pakistani town of Charsada Wednesday left at least 20 people dead and many wounded. A military spokesman says 18 students and two university staff are among the dead. Afghan officials say a suicide car bomb blast near the Russian embassy in Kabul has killed at least seven people. Police say the attack targeted a minibus carrying the production staff of an Afghan television channel. Several employees of Tolo TV were among the dead. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. A United Nations delegation flew to Burundi Wednesday to urge the government and the opposition to begin talks. It is the second time the Security Council has sent a delegation to Burundi in less than a year, a clear indication of its growing concern about the escalating bloodshed in the country. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power is in the delegation.
We will come in and throw our weight behind accelerated mediation of the kind that should have taken place over these many months, over the enhanced deployment of a UN presence.
Election-related violence has killed at least 439 people since April. Falling oil prices, China's economic slowdown, and a pessimistic outlook for the overall global economy this year has sparked another sell-off of stocks on global markets. U.S. indexes fell more than 3% Thursday at one point before recovering significantly. Stocks in Germany, France, and Britain dropped. Scott Shelleby is the vice president of Alpha Modus.
We're going to have to see, you know, a global pickup in growth really would be the kicker. But you know what? That doesn't look to be happening anytime soon. Hence the stock market's going down, you know, the worst 2 weeks we've had since in history.
Some good news, though. Markets are mixed in Asia today. This is VOA News. U.S. government scientists reported Wednesday that last year's temperatures, on average, were the warmest ever recorded. The U.S. Weather and Space Agency say temperatures recorded in 2015 were the highest in 136 years of keeping records. Deke Arndt is a U.S. scientist.
2015, compared to the long-term record, was more than a degree and a half Fahrenheit warmer than the 20th century average, which is quite a bit.
Scientists say the increased temperatures are the result of the buildup of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. The U.S.-led coalition says its airstrikes hit an Islamic State cash collection point this week near Mosul. That destroyed money the jihadists had been planning to pay their fighters. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russia's foreign minister met in Switzerland Wednesday. Kerry pressed Russia to use its influence to get Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to allow humanitarian aid to all Syrians in need. Legislation restricting America's acceptance of refugees from Syria and Iraq failed in the Senate Wednesday. That vote came after passionate debate about U.S. security needs and the nation's long history as a destination for the oppressed. The latest opinion poll released by Research World International shows incumbent Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni of the ruling National Resistance Movement likely to win the February 18th presidential election with some 51% of the vote. Kizza Besigye of the main opposition Forum for Democratic Change comes in second with 32%, while independent candidate and former Prime Minister Patrick Amama Mbabazi is third with 12%. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says about 1% of visitors to the U.S. last year remained in the country after they were supposed to leave. According to the department, some 45 million visitors arrived by air or sea during the year. All but just over 416,000 visitors left the country. Another 66,500 stayed past their leave date but later left the U.S. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter and six allied defense ministers agreed in Paris Wednesday to step up their military campaign against the Islamic State. Carter said they all agreed to do more, noting that the focus is on retaking key cities under Islamic State control. The human rights group Amnesty International Wednesday accused Iraqi Kurds of deliberately destroying thousands of homes of Arabs in northern Iraq. The actions were apparently taken as revenge for alleged Arabic support for Islamic State militants. In a new report, Banished and Dispossessed, Amnesty says the Peshmerga forces caused widespread destruction in three provinces as they reclaimed lands that IS had taken. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.